Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/Scorecard Plus for details.
It's the Bert Show.
Intern Reshma is up, and she's got a hot button here that at least two other Bert Show members have the same sort of hot button, and it's the sister relationship.
Mm-hmm.
How old is your sister?
She is 19. She's 16 months younger than me.
Okay. All right.
Can relate to that.
Because, yeah, Wendy has the same kind of sisterly hot button, and Melissa, it comes out from time to time also.
And we grew up practically as twins because my mom always wanted twins, so I'm Reshma, and her name is Rachna. We look identical. Like, besides, like, if you took a black and white photo of us, we look identical. Like, I'm a dark version with lighter hair, like, you know, lighter eyes. She's pale, like, paler than Wendy, and has pitch black hair and light brown eyes. Like, besides that, we are identical. So we grow up, like, twins. She got everything the same time. Rachna.
So it's Reshna.
Rachna and Reshma.
Reshma.
It is.
Now, did your parents dress you guys in the identical clothes also? They did.
Absolutely.
So they're already establishing that there's no individuality here.
That's a foul with twins.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. So you're not even twins and you had to dress alike.
Yeah, because my mom wanted twins so bad because I guess she was on fertility drugs for so long. She was like, if I have twins, I can get out of the way and I'll be done. So my little sister's technically an accident, but like a planned accident, whatever.
So I'm sure you bring that up to her
all the time. A couple days ago, a friend of mine brought the story back up that I had forgotten about. It was one of those things you kind of repress, but just never really thought about. And I remembered it, and it has been like on my mind constantly because I've always like messed with my sister. I mean, she's my sister. But I never realized how young I started and how intense it was starting with her.
This could be one of the cruelest things
ever
that one sister has ever done to another sister.
Yeah, and it's a pretty generic thing.
An older sister has ever done to a younger sister.
Yeah, and it's a generic thing. It's just I took it a step further. And I told my sister when I believe I was 7 and she was 5. She might have been, she was 5 or 6. And I told her she was adopted because she does look different than the rest of my family. She's extremely pale. We're all like, you know, tan skin. Like, you know, she did not look identical to any of us.
Do you remember having that conversation with her and explaining what adopted was?
I do. No, she knew what adopted was. I do remember that. But I remember her telling her that because she was irritating me. And she was talking, she was like being irritating for some reason. And I think she was like, I was telling her, wow, she was doing something different than I was for some reason. And then I just decided to, like, it was one of those things I heard at school, so I decided to tell her that she was adopted.
So you're really not part of this family. You're not blood.
No. I was like, you're not adopted. And I started backing it up, being like, you don't look like us, you don't act like us. Like, you know, backing it up with little facts and everything, which
is
pretty
generic. Look at Melissa with her empathetic eyes right now.
Well, because my sister did the exact same thing to me about the exact same age, because I'm the only blonde. And my father was blonde, but he had turned gray early. So when I was little, I was the only blonde in my family. And so Melanie let me know, look at you. She said, look in the mirror. Look at you. You don't look like us.
Yeah, and luckily, I mean, it works really well. But at the end of it, my mom and my, like, you know, she's the younger one, so she always runs to my mom every time I do something to her. But to avoid getting in trouble, I told her that she couldn't tell my mom because it would hurt her feelings that she knew, because my mom didn't want to tell her yet. So she was like, are you sure? And I mean, we had a long conversation about this. I told her that she couldn't tell my mom. It would really, like, you know, affect her because it's a really sensitive topic and my mom loves her a lot. But I mean, end of the day, she's adopted.
I think this is fantastic. This is how you do to younger siblings all the time.
Of course, y'all think it's fantastic. Funny.
It's awesome.
And again, she's 5 at this time?
Yeah, and I'm 7.
You're 7, okay.
Just to let the little sibling know, look, we were wanted more than you.
See what Hayden's telling Hollis right now?
It's that age.
Hayden is not that mean.
Not that cruel.
Oh, come on.
I mean, that's what you said.
But Hollis is saying that to Hayden right now.
He's probably buying it.
But I probably forgot about it the next day. I mean, it was one of those things that you kind of say, like, you know, you have such a, like, short attention span. And I never brought it up again, and we never talked about it. It wasn't, like, one of those things I taunted my sister with. It was just something I told her once. It was funny that day, and I never brought it up again. Years later, I was 13 and she was 11, and we had moved to Georgia from California. Like, I told her this when we still lived in California. And we are... It's like after school one day, and my mom, like, I'm sitting on the table doing my homework. I remember this so I can tell you what I was wearing. I was sitting at the dining table doing my homework, and my mom and my sister were fighting about something, and I was ignoring them because it had nothing to do with me, so I wasn't going to get involved.
Oh, no.
And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, like nowhere, my sister is like bawling, crying, screaming at my mom, and she goes, "You're mad at me because I'm adopted." And my mom was like, "What?" And all of a sudden, I like freeze.
This is like 6 years later.
Oh, yeah. 6 or 7 years later. And everything rushes back to me. And I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. And I froze. Like, I got chills in my... Like, I'm getting chills now thinking about how scared I was that day. So my mom was like, what did you say? And my sister was like, it's because I'm adopted, and runs off to her room. My mom, literally, I can remember the look on her face, like 360 swooshes over to me and goes, what did you do? And I have never been beat so hard in my entire life. But I kid you not. Knowing my sister thought she was adopted for 7 years was completely worth it. Completely worth it.
No remorse at all.
Yeah, 7 years this poor child thought she was adopted 7 years, the entire time. Like,
thought about it when she went to bed. Probably thought about it every time they went and did something.
Every time we argued, every time she looked in the mirror. Like, I was thinking about that, and I was like, really?
Every time your parents made a decision between the two of you and they sided with you for 7 years, she was thinking.
And her mom says it because she's blood.
Yeah. I never thought about that, though.
So. Hey, awesome. Brittany, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, I was just calling to tell you that my sister went through the same situation, except I didn't start it. My mom actually did.
What?
And she told her that she was adopted one day because my sister is, like, dark skin, and she was getting in trouble and stuff, and my mom actually went with this, like, this scheme, and she made me play along with it.
What?
Well, it went so far that my sister's teacher ended up finding out because my sister went to school crying one day. And it was just supposed to be like a joke because she was misbehaving. She's like, well, none of my kids beat us because they're so good. It must have been your real mom. You got it from your real mom. And she also told her that she was a twin and that she was a bad twin that picked up when she adopted. So, I mean, it was pretty intense. But my sister was scarred for life. Like, she thinks about it now. She still gets angry about it.
How old was she when your mom had this conversation?
She was, like, in second grade.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's so cruel.
That's so mean. Cruel.
I don't mean to be disrespectful, but your mom's kind of a bitch.
No, I don't even have a relationship with her anymore, but that's, I mean, she's, like, it was intense. But my sister, if anybody brings up, like, Beta, where's your twin at or something, she just, like, she'll just start crying or she'll just get really pissed. So I was like,
okay, you can't do that. As a mom, you can't do that.
No, that's mean. No. That's just downright mean.
That turns it from fun to mean.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Siblings are allowed to taunt each other. Yes. Parents aren't allowed to taunt their kids.
No, my mom would have never.
No, but see, mine didn't last that long. I just remember I went to Millie Pete and I said, show me the papers. And she goes, what are you talking about? And I said, show me the papers.
Oh,
and
really?
And she said, what are you talking about?
I want to find my real mom and dad.
Show me the adoption papers. And she's like, Melanie!
Hey, Lisa, good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hi. Hey. I just wanted to say that in my family, I'm adopted and my brother's adopted, mm-hmm. but my youngest sister is actually theirs.
Uh-huh.
So we used to do the opposite to her,
uh-huh.
and we used to go, well, you're not adopted. You're their kid. And she used to cry because she did not feel special at all.
That's
she was
funny.
Just like, I want to be adopted. So we used to torture her with that all the time.
They picked us out, and you were just what they God.
Ended up
yeah,
with.
That's cute.
We were hand-picked.
And there's not 1 ounce of you that has any kind of remorse about it at all.
No, I mean, to this day, we've never talked about it. We tell it, like, in groups to tell, like, people stories, but we've never, like, discussed the emotional baggage.
Let me translate that. She feels no remorse whatsoever, and she waits until they're in public and humiliates her sister again by telling the story and laughing about how she cried.
Pretty much.
Yes.
This is going to trump yours. Good morning, Lene. You're on Q100.
Hey, it's Lainey.
Lainey,
hey.
Hi.
Hey, you guys are awesome. I just wanted to tell you, I have two sisters that are 13 months apart, and since I was very, very little, they had told me that my oldest sister had bit my finger off because I had thrown up on her when I was a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a scar on the finger that they said, and they said I had to go to the hospital and have it sewed back on, and I believed that until I was probably like fifth grade.
That you had a sewed-on finger?
Yeah, I mean, I was really gullible. It was probably stupid on my part. But.
No, it's not gullible. It's called you trust your older siblings to take care of you and protect you.
No.
I'm the baby of the family. I empathize with all the younger siblings out there that get picked on.
Scott, good morning. You're on Q100.
I went through a lot with my brother, and he got my mom involved, and I was told that Diane Sawyer was my real mom.
You're on The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/Scorecard Plus for details.
Here, Burt Show.
Good morning, Q100.
Burt?
Yes.
Hey, I got a question for you.
What
type of wiffle ball is it that you have? Because if you have the wiffle ball with the holes in it, mm-hmm. or if it's a solid wiffle ball, that's going to change the pitch completely.
Yeah, that's part of the story here that I will detail for Brian McCann right now. So that has a lot to do with the story I'm about to tell.
It appears that Burt doesn't have any balls with him today.
Oh, that you don't even know. Brian, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
That's like an awkward phrase. Awkward.
Thank you. Thank you for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
All right, we're going to talk about the Rally Foundation. We're going to talk about the softball game on Friday night and all that. But has Jeff prepared you?
I've heard a little bit about this pitch.
For what was supposed to happen today?
Not at all.
All right. Just so you know, up until a half hour ago, Bert had ice on his shoulders.
I will tell you that this did get pretty pathetic a couple of days ago, but let me go back 20 years now. Okay?
All right.
Back to my San Diego State days when I was a
Brian, how old were you 20 years ago?
Five.
Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
while you're cruel, you know, tooling around on your big wheel.
Yeah.
I'm in college at that point, and I have 4 roommates. And, you know, we're all 18, 19, 20-year-old dudes or whatever.
You've probably heard the same story from Smoltzy. So if you want to stop it, you can.
So, you know, you just make up these superficial games just to compete with each other. You probably do the same thing with all your boys right now, right?
Oh, yeah.
So wiffle ball was our game of choice in our apartment. 4 guys competing all summer long, each and every day, taking it very, very seriously. Well, I realized in week 1 of our round-robin tournament that I had an unhittable pitch, Brian McCann.
What did it do?
The real question is, what didn't it do?
If you hold the wiffle ball a certain way, it does Did it hook real bad on you?
It.
Or did it rise?
Let me try and explain it to you. Because even as a major leaguer, you might have a tough time with it.
Probably.
It was like one of those cartoon birds when you get hit on the head. It just went all over
the place. Really did. Like, it started way up here, and it started really high in the strike zone. Really high. Like, Jeff suggested we do this today here in the building. And
let's do it.
I can't because it breaks higher than 10 feet. It starts higher than 10 feet.
And how, is that possible? How do you throw this?
I'm telling you, man.
It's got to be a certain wiffle ball then.
Well, I'll get to all of that.
Okay.
So,
oh, don't rush the legend.
You didn't realize this, but come you're on. Inside of the movie Big Fish right yeah. now.
That is so not true. All of these details are 100% true.
Oh, sit tight for the story, my friend.
It gets better.
I would throw it into the sky. It would hit the bottom of a plane, and it would come down, and it would also break inside so hard, and it would start on the – it was high and – upper left-hand part of the strike zone, okay. And it would break so low and to the right at your knees, it wasn't possible to hit it.
And you could throw it for a strike.
Every time! Every time. And, you know, I had my other pitches, but that was my out pitch.
I played a lot of wiffle ball growing up, but I've never heard of a pitch like this.
So. You have never seen anything like this.
There's a guy on YouTube that throws a wiffle ball pretty... You gotta check it out. It's amazing.
What
he can do with a wiffle ball.
What do you think his does?
He shows it and it rises. He throws as hard as he can and it rises and hits a strike zone every time.
So it'll start like at the floor and then rise its way up.
Yeah.
I had a pretty nasty riser also. Because, you know, if you're going to go undefeated a whole summer, you have to have more than just one pitch.
Absolutely.
So there was a curve, there was a knuckle, there was a scroogey, but there was the unhittable pitch.
You also smoked a tremendous amount of weed in college too, didn't you?
This I was crystal clear about. Yeah.
Okay.
Even between hits. This was crystal clear.
All right.
So I've always had in the back of my mind, man, I wonder if a major leaguer could hit this thing, just somewhere stored in the back of my head 20 years ago. So Jeff says you're coming in today, and I'm like, this is it, man. This is the opportunity I've always waited for. Let's go ahead and do this. I mean, you potentially could be in the Hall of Fame someday. Who knows? I mean, you're hitting 300. This is going to be perfect because this is not like me pitching against some guy that is sometimes up at AAA, other times. You're the man. So Jeff said it's on. Brian said, "Yeah."
Only the best in the major leagues is worthy to try to have this
pitch.
Because I love how he talked about it. It's not like somebody that goes down in AAA and comes back up. No, he was a Hall of Famer.
It's that easy to play.
Yes, exactly.
I gotcha.
Okay, to be the best, you got to beat the best.
We need to set it up in the parking lot.
Well, let me tell you why it's not happening.
Because
today.
I'm here. Because you said, Bert, earlier before Brian came in. That it wasn't happening, and you'd explain it. I'm thinking, oh, well, it had something to do with the fact that Brian couldn't do it, but Brian's sitting here going,
No, I never said that. So I took it very, very seriously. And if you're a competitor, you know, it doesn't matter what you're competing in, you want to win.
Absolutely.
So I took this very, very seriously. I wanted to bring back this pitch. So last week, and now I know this is going to get pathetic, I go to Dick's Sports. And I don't have a wiffle ball in the house, so I go to Dick's to go get a couple of balls just to throw it around a little bit, make sure it's, you know, it's been 20 years since I threw the pitch.
That's a funny sentence.
I know.
So I go to Dick's to get a wiffle ball, and the old school wiffle balls are gone.
Really?
They're not there. So they've got something called a junk ball now, which just has some holes in the middle, and you have to sort of relearn it. But I'm like, you know what? I can relearn this. So I get about six of them. And I go to the YMCA up here at Hammond in the middle of the day, and I start throwing against that tennis backboard.
Yeah.
Over and over and
couldn't
over
find
again.
It.
I couldn't find the pitch, man.
No,
I couldn't find it.
Because they jacked with your equipment.
Do they still manufacture the ball?
Well, it's not done yet.
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse
so
me.
I spent half an hour out there throwing, okay? I'm a 42-year-old guy that hasn't thrown anything in years. So my arm is falling off of my body at this point, but I am determined. So I start going from sporting goods store to sporting goods store looking for the right wiffle ball, dude.
Oh, no.
It's a quest.
It's a quest. Talking sad.
No, it's pathetic.
It's a hero's journey.
I am aware of how pathetic the story is. So finally, I end up at the Sports Authority over by PetSmart in Buckhead. And I go in the back section, and the angels started to sing, man. It was almost like there was one beam of sunshine on the wiffle ball section. And there it was, the correct wiffle ball.
Not only do you have this unhittable pitch, but you also have the world's longest excuse.
Well, I have, no, that's really not an excuse. So I go and I get like.
I appreciate the passion. I appreciate the passion of going from store to store.
Dude, I bought 15 wiffle balls.
That's impressive.
15 of them.
Do you have it here with you?
No.
Why?
Because I went out and I used the same bag, 15 of them. And I threw for 45 minutes, man, and I can't find the pitch.
Really?
I did everything I could.
Oh, no.
It's gone.
Oh, man.
It's gone.
Is there any tape of this pitch?
I was practicing over and over and over again.
No, Brian, they didn't have motion pictures back then.
I wanted to go back out over the weekend, but my arm was so damn sore from throwing the first day that I can't find the pitch.
Oh, man.
And I've tried and tried and tried. And it's got no break on it at all. And I figured if I come in here and I throw this thing to you, you're going to hammer me. So I would rather forfeit and say, I don't have the pitch anymore.
Oh, man.
It was a sad day. My youth is officially gone.
Oh, man.
Oh, no, that was gone a long time ago.
The reality of it now, it's gone.
Oh, I wish I could face that pitch.
I will work on it.
All right.
I won't have it by Friday night.
We're going to be together on Friday.
I'll try to find it again today, but I don't know what else I can do that I haven't tried already. Because believe you me, there's nothing more I wanted. I might have quit the industry after that. Had I struck you out, I might have gone to an island somewhere, and that would have been it. So it won't happen today, but I hope someday it does.
Oh, I'll be waiting.
And thanks for being a good sport for saying that you would play along with Bert's little game.
If I find it, we'll... Do I have a shot to throw it against you?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We'll set it up.
Because as Jeff said, I think that if I can get it by you, then Chipper's going to want a piece of it. And I can take him down.
Probably.
All right? And I can go right through the lineup.
Well, you're going to be like that dude they made the movie from, the Pittsburgh Steeler guy who ended up getting a walk-on position at age 40.
Yeah, what was that dude's name? The guy that he was on the special teams?
Yeah,
whatever.
What was it?
That was the Eagles.
Yeah.
The Eagles, yeah. Well, thanks for coming in today, man. We won't see the pitch on Friday, but this is going to be a good time on Friday night.
It's going to be a blast.
Yeah.
We're excited to get the softball game going. Chipper's going to be there. Andrew Jones is going to be there. We're going to have a home run derby, and it's going to be a fun time for sure.
So this is for the Rally Foundation?
Yep.
Which is what?
It's research for childhood cancer.
Okay.
It's just a great cause, and you get to meet these kids, and they melt your heart.
And when did you get involved? This is not your organization, right? This is a nationwide organization?
Yes. We got involved 2 years ago. Tom Glavin had it, and he was, on the end of his career and moving on with something else. And I was in a perfect position to take over, and my wife and I have been nothing but helpful to this thing.
Awesome, man. So, and the game has all these Atlanta Braves in it, but there's a whole bunch of personalities from TV and radio that are going to be playing in it also, right?
Absolutely. David Pollock is playing in it. A lot of other guys are playing in it I can't think of right now, but it's going to be a blast.
Jeff was telling me, like, the lineups for both teams, there's like 40 deep on both teams.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a long day.
This game is going to start at 8 and be over at 3 in the morning, man.
It's going to be like a Little League game where it's going to get about to the fifth inning and some people are just going to say, let's go get ice cream.
Absolutely.
And everybody bails.
And can everybody come out and watch it? Like, anybody can come out and watch this game?
Absolutely. You show up and it's going to be fun.
Is it it's down at Georgia Tech, right?
It's at what's the name of the stadium?
Russ Chandler Baseball Field.
Oh, that's like the official Georgia Tech.
It's the big
stadium,
one, yeah.
Right? Oh, wow. So we get to play on a real field.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
It's not a wiffle ball field.
All I want to do is beat Chipper in a home run derby. That's basically all I want to do.
Who's competing in that the home run derby?
Me. Chipper, Andrew Jones. There's going to be a guy that hits home runs, softball home runs for that's what he does. So it's going to be impressive to see him hit the ball. And there's a couple other guys.
So are you guys the home run derby? Is it going to be softball home runs or the?
It's going to be softball home runs. So it's something that we've never done before.
And it's slow pitch softball, right?
It better be.
I was thinking the same thing.
I don't think I can hit anything that's coming fast right now.
And how far are the fences in softball?
I'm not sure how far it's going to be, but it's usually like 250 feet, I think.
Okay. That's
and what big. Is it normally on the baseball field?
400 to dead center,
okay.
330 down the lines.
Gotcha.
But as I said before, there's something about competing. Like, if you have that in your blood, like, you want to win. You want to beat these guys, right?
This is bragging rights. Absolutely, I want to win. This is bragging rights for 162 games.
Because if you lose, he's got to hear Chipper in his ear the entire
That's
season.
That's something I don't want to hear at all.
So will you like warm up for this, like practice for this, or you're just gonna
I'm
go
going
in
straight.
Cold?
I hope I swing and miss. No, I'm not. I'm not gonna swing at all. I'm just gonna go and see what I got.
Okay.
So it's Friday night. The gates open, I think I read, at 6 o'clock, right?
Yep.
And then there's the home run derby?
At 6:30, and then the game starts at 7.
Okay. And you can get all the information up online right now at Q100Atlanta.com.
It's $10 a person? $10 a person to get in.
$10 a person. Am I missing anything here?
That's it. That's good.
Cool. We'll see you on Friday night, man.
Absolutely.
And I will work on that pitch someday. It will be right. You and I, friend.
Awesome.
It will be. Right here.
All right. Thank you. Okay, thank you.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/Scorecard Plus for details.
This is The Burt Show.
All right, let me ask y'all a question, and I'm not sure that we're going to get any calls on this whatsoever, but this was based off of Carrie Prejean. Is that how you pronounce her name?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She is the former Miss California.
Mm-hmm.
In all sorts of controversy right now, right?
Well, I mean, definitely right now. But you know what all started? Because she took a stand against same-sex marriage in the pageant, then didn't win the pageant, blamed it on her answer, and then was in the headlines for a while. She also had, like, nude photographs that came out when she said she wasn't posing topless, that the wind blew her shirt open. Yeah. Then now there is a sex tape of her by herself that she sent to a boyfriend when she was 17, and... there's all kinds of dramas with this lawsuit with the Miss USA pageant. So it's all back and forth, and she has a book out. So she's been doing the media circuit to try to promote this book.
Here's what we know over the last couple of days, and here's where I'm going with this. So as it's been reported, the California pageant wants their money back. They invested a lot of money on Carrie Prejean. And they feel that she sort of like breached her contract. So they're looking for some money back. I think they paid for breasts for her. And they're looking to get that money back and some other stuff also. She doesn't want to pay it. So as it's been told, she and her counsel, including her mother, were in an attorney's office with the California pageant officials also the other day. And they were starting to negotiate some kind of settlement. And the pageant people get really cruel about it. This is how we found out about the tape. And they say, we really think that you ought to just go away and probably not ask us for any more money. And Carrie's like, no. I'm not giving you any of your money back, blah, 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 blah. So they put the tape in of Carrie taking care of herself in this quote-unquote sex tape. Her mom is in the room. The pageant people never warn them what's coming up. So they put the tape in, they hit play, and there's Carrie taking care of herself for her mom to see.
That's horrible.
Hi, Mom.
So here's what I was going to ask you guys. Have you ever accidentally seen a video of your parents doing this? Or have your parents ever accidentally checked out your video that you've done this in? 404-741-Q100. So you might have taped over some random movie and your parents put it into, you know, VCR or whatever, or DVD, and they caught a glimpse of the first couple of seconds of you and whoever.
Well, Lord, don't look at me, Millie Pete, 80 years old.
I couldn't imagine.
If they used if Millie Pete used a videotape, it would have been the spotlight camera with the Yeah, so no, I never saw a videotape of Millie Pete doing it.
404-741-Q100, but it would only probably last for like 3 seconds. Like they would see it and turn it off and certainly not watch the whole thing. But she details exactly what was in this video that her, keep in mind, her mom saw this.
I was, you know, alone, sending it to my boyfriend who I cared about and loved about at the time. When you're young, you think, you know, this is the one, and you know, never did I think it would come and just slap me right in the face.
So what happened? So this was a relationship with a boyfriend. This is not a sex tape. When we hear the word sex tape, this is not anything like some of the ones we've heard about. This is you were sending video of yourself to your boyfriend.
Right. I was all by myself, and
a boyfriend loved.
Right. And no one was in the room with me. I was not having sex with anybody.
Unbiased reporting by Sean Hannity.
But keep in mind, again, her mom is taking a look at this. Her mom saw the first couple of seconds of that.
God, that's awful.
Terrible.
Even though I hate her, I do feel bad that her mom saw that.
That's awful. Yeah. Brittany hung up there, but she found a video of her parents on her computer.
Oh, that image never goes away.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
How's that happen?
Here's Jesse. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Yeah, I was about probably 7, and I stayed at home from school. And, you know, when you're at home, you play with, like, checkbooks and pretend to be banking. And I was looking under my parents' dresser, and I found a videotape. And you turn it on, and it was first us shopping for a Christmas tree. And then all of a sudden, it turns into like this disgusting 1970s. My mom was in a 90.
Ah, it!
And no, this is worse. My father had on one of those elephant trunk
underwear. No! Oh, no!
And that image will stay with you for the rest of your life.
It was mortifying.
And you were 7?
Yeah.
I was 7 years old.
Oh, my God.
And I think it came out when I was about 10, because I don't know, my babysitter. I think I showed it to my babysitter.
And again, it was taped over what?
We were all at a nice little happy family Christmas shopping for a Christmas tree.
And then it goes to that real snowy shh, and then there's your mom and dad.
And my mom was even smoking a cigarette, and she had never smoked my day in my life.
Oh,
it was just mortifying on every level.
That is fantastic.
Yeah,
awesome.
Just so you know, nothing good is ever kept under the dresser.
Thank you for calling, Jesse. Appreciate it.
Under there, it should stay under there.
Oh, yeah, I love it that she kept the secret for 3 years and then showed her babysitter.
Look what I found.
The fact that dad is there with the elephant.
God.
Hey, Katie, good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hey, I have a story. My friend, when we were in seventh grade, she called me late at night one night, and she's like, "You're not going to believe what I found in my parents' closet." And then the next day, she brings in pictures of them to school.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
She passed them around to, like, all this big group of girls, and everybody knew about it.
Oh, no.
That sucks.
Awful.
And she's how old at the time?
She was in seventh grade, so I guess we're like, what, 14?
Seventh grade.
Wow, that's funny.
That's funny.
Good morning, Brandon. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hey, Bert Show, how are you?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. So my stepdad actually had a collection of videos hidden in a suitcase under his bed.
Ooh, okay.
So me and my brothers all knew about this collection, so we'd sneak in there when they were gone, and my parents were gone one day, so I went in there and grabbed a video, put it in, and it started out to be another video that he had under the bed. And I was like, this is strange. Why does he have two copies of the same video? And all of a sudden, the camera turned to my stepdad on the couch, pleasuring himself and talking to my mom.
Oh, no, dude. No.
That is a bride on your brain.
I feel so bad for you.
Yeah, I was, getting into it and then just saw that. My eyes burned out of my head and I ran up and grabbed the tape out of the VCR.
Oh, God.
So it was almost like a mirror.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Because he was...
Yeah, I got you.
Jen keeps explaining it. So it was just him right there. There he was.
Oh, no.
All of his glory.
God.
That's messed up.
Playing with his wiffle balls.
Hey, Amy, good morning.
Unhittable.
Hey.
Hi.
I didn't actually
actually find a video, but when I was about 15, I came across a picture of my mother taking care of business with a fruit. And
oh, crap.
Yeah.
No.
It was traumatizing.
No.
Please tell me you cannot eat that fruit. You cannot eat that fruit anymore.
No, no, no.
Well, I'm not going to be.
That whole tagline, where shopping is a pleasure, takes a whole new meaning.
It's the Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story.
If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help.
It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
It's the Burt Show.
All right, so check this out. This is the news story. First, I'll play the news clip, and then I'll play about a minute of her interview on the Today Show yesterday. But Lauren Johnson, about 2 weeks ago, I think, just started sneezing. Poor little thing. I mean, you're going to hear it right through both of these pieces.
Because it freaks me out when people, like, I'm a one-time sneezer. I mean, the average person, it kind of freaks me out when you're that multiple, when you do two or three in a row. So, you know, that kind of is fascinating to me. But if you did it constantly for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. It's exhausting.
Yeah.
At first glance, Lauren Johnson is your typical 12-year-old. But sit with Lauren for more than 2 seconds, and you quickly learn she's unique.
I can't stop sneezing. It's about, it goes off about 8 to 9 times a minute.
On a regular day, the sixth grader can sneeze more than 12,000 times.
What?
Oh, no.
You want to laugh if it's not so sad.
When Lauren caught a cold.
It was different, and I just kind of got along with it, thinking that it wouldn't last as long.
I know you try not to laugh, right? And we haven't edited this in any way, shape, or form. Poor little thing can't stop.
It's been 2 weeks now, and this hasn't stopped.
The most amazing thing? Lauren learned to adapt. She says sometimes she has no clue she's sneezing at all. But still, all she wants is to be a normal 12-year-old again.
Just for the sneezing to stop. I mean, I feel fine now, but it's just the sneezing.
Little baby.
Going on and on and on.
Does your heart stop when you sneeze?
Really.
I think it's an urban legend.
Doctors say what's happening to her is so rare, she has a better chance of winning the lottery 3 times in the same year than having this mysterious chronic sneeze.
Who comes up with that statistic?
I know, right?
Seriously, did somebody actually research that?
It's probably one in 75 million, right?
It's not just winning the lottery. It's winning the lottery three times in one year.
That poor thing, that's an awful sneeze, too. That's like it's not a little phlegmy sneeze. That's
I get
like
weirded out by silent sneezers.
And what if you felt like you had to say God bless you every time?
That's all you would do all day. Didn't somebody tell me a long time ago, like if you hold in your sneeze, somehow, some way, your spinal cord can get wrapped up or something like that? Like when I was like 6 years old or something.
Yeah, that's why.
So then she goes on the Today Show to talk about it. Poor little, same thing. And you got to hold back laughing about it because it's just over and over and over again.
Something like 5 sneezes a minute to maybe more than that, maybe even 10, 20 sometimes.
Yes.
Definitely. And so the average is you have an average for that, but then that's kind of accumulates something like 10,000, 12,000 sneezes a day.
Every week.
This is miserable.
Yeah.
Yeah? Would you say it's been pretty miserable?
Yeah.
Yeah. You've not been able to go to school?
No, David's saying it's a little too disruptive in the classroom. Hard to focus.
Melissa.
Is he sneezing more versus sneezing less?
No.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like there's some worry that maybe something might have happened to make you want to sneeze. Is there anything that you can think of that happened to you that made you emotional about something?
Nothing. School has been going great. Everything's been doing fine. Mm-hmm. I can't think of anything.
You can't think of anything.
Melissa and Wendy over here are laughing.
It's just one of those
every time
mean and cruel.
No, I feel bad.
I feel bad,
but
it's one of those sneezes that would get all over you.
The hiccups, I mean, we've heard people with hiccups over and over again, but come on. I would be in the class getting tickled at her doing it all the time.
I feel bad for her.
She can't eat. I mean, it's all day
yes,
and all night.
I hope I can help her.
Patrick doesn't even believe it's real, I don't think. Hey, Patrick.
Hey.
Good morning.
Yeah, if you watched the Today Show clip yesterday, you can see that she does not sneeze out of her nose. She sneezes out of her mouth, mm-hmm. and she doesn't close her eyes, so it's not a real sneeze, I don't believe. I think it's a nervous tic.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, because there's too much pressure on your eyes, and that's why you automatically close your eyes when you sneeze.
Right.
Isn't that right?
If you don't, your spine wraps up and you have a heart attack.
Well, I mean, there was some, study, test, or whatever done that, everyone tried to not close their eyes when they sneeze, and they couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Oh, really? So maybe it's just some kind of
that's
nervous tic type
deal. The worst when you're in your car and you have to sneeze.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're driving, you're on the highway. And
you're panicked.
There's no way you can not close your eyes.
Right. Well, that's been going on for 2 weeks for her right now, so they're still trying to figure out exactly how to get her some help.
Something like 5 sneezes a minute to maybe more than that, maybe even 10, mm-hmm. 20 sometimes.
Yes.
That's... And so the average is
Carter, why are you laughing like that?
But then that's kind of accumulates something like 10,000, 12,000 sneezes a day.
Every waking
this is miserable.
Poor thing.
Yeah? How, would you say it's been pretty miserable?
You know, Melissa, when you do your 8:30 newscast, I want you to sneeze the whole way through.
It's the Burt Show.